In announcing the curfew Monday night, Red Sea State Governor Abdallah Shangri Ohach banned all gatherings at tea places and nightclubs in Demanur, Qadisiyah, and Umm Al Qura neighborhoods of eastern Port Sudan town. Governor Shangri told reporters in Port Sudan Monday that he ordered security forces to be deployed in areas after communal fighting broke out between Hadandawa and Beni Amir tribes, which left at least 5 people dead and 13 others injured. The wounded are receiving treatment at hospitals in Port Sudan town. Shangri called for calm as security forces look for missing people who the governor says may have been killed during the fighting.
The state security committee shall continue to monitor the security situation in the aftermath of the incident and take necessary procedures that ensure security and safety of all citizens.
Governor Shangri extended his deepest condolences to the families of the victims and wished the wounded individuals a quick recovery. He called on all families of those killed to avoid retaliation, saying revenge killings would only lead to more loss of life.
The security committee is hereby calling on all citizens to avoid rumors and to maintain social cohesion and social peace across the state. We here assure citizens that we will not entertain any act of outlaw elements.
Port Sudan resident Osman Abdurrahman says the situation is calm today as security forces in Land Cruiser pickups continue to patrol the area and disperse any type of public gatherings day or night. He says the presence of security personnel around town has prevented many people from going to their offices or opening up their businesses.
The situation now is relatively calm after the declaration of the night curfew. Security forces are patrolling in the area, but this curfew has affected some of us who depend on daily casual work. Some are unable to go to work due to the far distance.
The Red Sea State government has yet to disclose whether or not they have arrested any individuals involved in the recent intercommunal violence. Over the past 2 years, dozens of people were killed and dozens of others wounded during a series of intercommunal clashes in Port Sudan between Hadandawa, Beni Amir, Nuba, and other tribes in the area. In September 2020, officials in the area say 30 people were killed and dozens of others were injured during intercommunal fighting between the Beni Amir and Nuba in Port Sudan town. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.